got a couple of things that do have coronavirus, COVID-19 related.
Yeah, I got one too when we have time. A little bit lighter too, but I think I figured something out. But go ahead and do yours first.
We love the lighter stuff. Well, I'll start with a serious one because I got a light one as well. But I wanted, just because this frustrates me, and this is the second time now we've had it, as we continue to hear, obviously, there are deaths that are associated with coronavirus. But we continue to have, and a lot of the stuff goes online. That's why we continue to talk about the resources people use for information. There are official sites, links from the government that we think would be trusted. Certain news organizations that, in my mind, you might trust more than others. You can choose your news organization, but never trust one source. You know, hear what one has to say, here's another in comparative terms. So the headline was from an online news source. And the headline, Dave might remember this because it was a story. We had this story the other day, and I think it was from England, talking about how a miner had died from coronavirus. It was like the youngster died a day after being diagnosed with coronavirus. Then you click on the story, and you find out the story has to do with a hospital. It was in Britain. And the professor, the leading spokesperson of the hospital, is pleading to have people understand that this miner died not because of coronavirus. Yes, they had been diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Is this one with sepsis?
But not even, I didn't hear. That could have been the case.
Okay.
But that had nothing to do with the death.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got a case like this out of Los Angeles County, where the headline is that a 17-year-old boy died because of coronavirus. And then you click on the story, and what it was a news organization that had taken an Associated Press story and taken what they had heard and just posted the story. The first line in the story is this. Remember, the headline is, you know, youth dies. First line is, Los Angeles County health officials are backtracking on an announcement that a child died from coronavirus because the death was caused by something else. So as much as you feel for and you have sympathy for, but you want to make sure the accurate, especially when it comes to the youngsters, there are some that have died because of it, but when you hear these stories, because you always hear about how the younger population seems to be better capable of, if they're diagnosed, to get through it and not be so much affected with deaths. And a lot of times it isn't even something diagnosed right now in the younger population.
One thing you see is if there's some extenuating circumstance and they link it, whatever reason. For example, if someone got thoroughly depressed or whatever, and there were, because of the situation they're in, because of the coronavirus, and there were a suicide, might they link that as being a result of this, you know, hard telling, you know?
Well, but again, it's these, sometimes mm-hmm. these online mm-hmm. sites that are just, they're saying that we're news, but all they're doing is linking to other news sources
mm-hmm.
without even sourcing out some of the story's information and finding a headline to attach to it, and has sometimes,
right.
That's why it's, again, cautious of what you read in the headlines, because sometimes the story behind the headlines is unfortunately different. Anyway, that's the seriousness. Give me something lighter, Art Lewis. What's going on?
No, well, yesterday my oldest son called, and I said, well, Blair, what are you up to? And he says, oh, I'm cleaning the garage. About an hour later, my younger son called. What are you up to, Scott? Oh, I'm cleaning the garage. And so I began to think about that, you know, and cleaning the garage. And I'm asking myself, what are all these people doing cleaning the garage? I know they have time on their hands and everything. Then it dawned on me. I mean, did you ever have something in your life you knew you had it, but you didn't know where it was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Right? These people are cleaning the garage. They're looking for that stash of toilet paper they have. They can't find it.
Years ago, I bought that big one, and I stuck it in the garage because I didn't have room in the house for it. And yeah, well, you know, you talk about that, and here's another aspect of people at this time of year start cleaning out garages in order to do what? Have garage sales.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
Not happening.
That's not happening this year.
No, it can't.
However, there was a story, I think we had it on, about trash collection, the enormous amounts of trash at the curb.
Yeah, but Dave and I were just
throwing. Right.
We were just talking about that.
One of our guys was flagged down by someone on the road yesterday, and the guy said, hey, I've got a news story for you. And he said, I bought toilet paper at a local store. And he said, I got a bundle of 12 for X number of dollars. And he said, I just went from another place down here, one of these discount stores, and I got twice as much for less money. and I'm taking it back to the store to get my money back. And but then one of our other people said, yeah, but maybe there's a difference in the quality. Maybe there's a difference between Cottonelle and what you might buy at a cheap store or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's another good news story if you want it.
Well, we like good news stories.
Well, there's a company in Bay City called Michigan Clear Ice. And what they make is cocktail ice for Detroit restaurants and bars. The kind of ice that has shape to it, it doesn't melt as fast, chills your drink, and it's decorative. And they make it right here in Bay City, and they have contracts with Detroit bars. Well, right now, of course, they're not making ice because the bars are closed. So Peter Hard, who is the owner of the company, and his wife and son, it's a family business, just the three of them, have turned to making masks for Covenant Hospital.
Oh, really?
And they have enough supplies right now to make 5,000 masks, and they're in the process of looking for more supplies of material and elastic. Family business, so they took the opportunity to do something positive during this time when the business is not functioning.
Someone else who's taking their manufacturing and turning it in another direction, is the name Mike Lindell ring a bell with you?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Martello guy. Yes. He's making masks. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'd have material.
He would have the ability to turn out lots of them, too. So, but, you know, it just shows that, that you don't have to be a General Motors, for example, to partner up and make these things. Here's a small company, just a father, wife, and son. That's it, the three of them. And they're making masks.
Well, that's great.
Innovation.
Talked to him yesterday, and he's...
Innovation.
I talked to him yesterday. He's very humble. He didn't want to come on the air. And I asked him, you know, you want to come on the show and chat about it? No. But he said, you know, I asked him, can I talk about it? And he said, absolutely. So he gave me the info on it.
Well, we're glad to hear that. I'll give you one more. This goes back to the weirdness of how this is playing out. I have a my sister I have talked about, Lisa, a very dedicated listener. Online, thank you for doing so. Sends me this story from our local paper down in the Metro Detroit area. It talks about this paper going to a Meijer store in Chesterfield Township to see what's going on. They talk about how the shelves with toilet paper, no toilet paper there. Eggs, nope, they're gone too. Chicken and other things, you know, the shelves are cleared. And as the story reads, curiously enough, for the second consecutive day, there were also no Hostess ding-dongs or ho-hos.
Now, is that a supply thing or are we hoarding?
Well, that's what the paper wonders. Who's hoarding the Hostess ding-dongs and ho-hos? Hey, Twinkies, I'd understand, because they last
forever.
You put
those on the shelf.
Exactly,
yeah, they,
right.
Let me go on to Amazon here and see what they're selling Hostess ding-dongs for.